وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program for humanity. So we are looking at ourselves, and we're trying to see how we can fix ourselves and fix our hearts from the perspective of the Quran when he refers to the human beings as hearts. And obviously, we don't mean the organ heart, but the essence of the human being. And we said that preventing and maintaining and keeping the heart safe are duties upon me and you that we need to adhere to. Now, when it comes to purifying the heart itself and purifying the soul or the self of the human being, my soul, your soul, we need to remove the obstacles that comes between me and my heart, and cleansing my heart, I should say. Because sometimes you do want to do something, but then there's something that prevents you from doing it. Let me give you an example. You want to burn a paper, but if the paper is wet, no matter how much amount of fire you put on it, it's not going to burn. It needs to dry first, then it will burn. So we need to make sure it's dry before we burn it. So it requires me to remove the obstacles. I'm very sure that each one of us wants to purify himself and become a better version of himself for his sake, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the sake of people. There's no human being that does not love perfection, especially when it comes to akhlaq and morals and ethics. We do love that. But sometimes, because there are so much obstacles, that we just neglect it. So the first thing we need to do is remove these obstacles in order for us to become what? Able to cleanse and purify our hearts. One of these obstacles is hanging around and mingling around bad people or having bad friends. Now, I do understand that not all of our friends are bad, but sometimes we have one bad friend. I'm very sure most of us have at least one bad friend. We like them, they've been our friends for a long time, we can't, you know, not just talk to them and stuff, but we know they're bad. They have bad foul language, they do bad actions, whether they are with us or behind us, it doesn't make a difference to them. These people, and especially if they are friends, will affect me and you in a way or another. And they become a preventer for me to cleanse myself. Now imagine if I have a friend who constantly backbites people, cheats and lies and everything else. And I get to hear and see these things with my own eyes. And then because he's my friend, even if I tell him, he wouldn't listen to me. And then I would just go with the flow. I just go with it. I'm like, I don't care anymore. Now obviously that's going to prevent me from cleansing my heart, because this will definitely affect me. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi, he says, احذروا مجالسة قرين السوء. Beware, be careful not to sit around with bad friends. Why, يا أمير المؤمنين? He says, فإنه يهلك مقارنه ويردي مصاحبه. For he will make his companion perish and he will bring down his friend. That's what a bad person does. He will bring you down. And he also says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَرْغَبُ فِي التَّكَثْرُ مِنَ الْأَصْحَابِ. I am amazed at the person who wants to have too much friends. كَيْفَ لَا يَسْحَبُ الْعُلَمَاء. How is it possible that he does not want to become a friend with the scholars? So we need to avoid bad friends and become with the good ones so we can learn to cleanse our hearts. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Another thing that we need to do in order to help me remove the obstacles that makes me not purify myself is that I should not put myself in places that I have no power of. Now, let me explain this a little bit more. Now, human beings, we live in a society, we're surrounded by people, we are surrounded by environment. The environment that we live in, it has different circumstances. And sometimes some of these circumstances I might be weak at, and I might be able to commit sins more. Now, for example, you see that pretty much around the world, each city, it would have a street strip, or like a sometimes an entire suburb, or at least one street. It's known for coffee shops and cafes and what shops and stuff like that, but also known for to have bad actions happen there, where people, males and females, go to these streets for a specific reason. And I'm sure you're following the drift. And, you know, the people say, well, that's the street known for this place. Now, I do understand that if I would go to that street, what would happen to me? What happened to myself, to my heart? Is it going to get stronger? Or is it going to get weaker? Obviously, it will weaken. If a person goes to a nightclub, or goes to a bar, or goes to an entertainment place where halal and haram are happening all at the same time, this kind of weakens a person. If I go to a gathering of people who are known to be bad people and they talk about haram and stuff, obviously that's going to weaken me. Being alone with a non-mahram woman, that's going to weaken me. So me looking at these things and these events and these cases, or listening, whether I'm looking or listening, definitely is going to weaken, and it's going to make the shaitan, it will make it easy for him to get to me and to get me to do what these people are doing. Because Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says in a hadith, إذا بصرت العين الشهوة عمي القلب عن العاقبة. Once the eye sees the pleasures and desires, the eye of the heart becomes blinded of the consequences. And so we have the actual eyesight and then you have the sight of the heart, as we call it basira. When I look at haram and I see haram and I hear haram, Shaitan beautifies it to me. He's like, oh, wow, look at this. Look how beautiful, how nice that is. And then my heart, you know, shuts down as well. The eyes of the heart shuts down. And then I become what? More easy to go commit the haram. So what we need to do is control our sights, control our ears, control what we see and what we hear in order for us to be able to begin the process of self-purification and purify the heart. So this is an obstacle in these environments, are obstacles in front of me to purify my heart. So I need to remove all these obstacles in order for me to become a better person. Inshallah, we will continue this topic in another episode. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim.